The Department of Interior is working to finalize a change to the Endangered Species Act. The Bush administration has less than 30 days to complete the new rule to have it take effect by the time President-elect Barack Obama enters office. The Interior Department is calling it a small modification that won't affect the meaning of the law, but environmental groups see it very differently. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The new rule was proposed in August and drew more than 200,000 public comments. Chris Paolino is Deputy Director of Communications for the Department of Interior.
We've received those comments, are reviewing them, and at this point are looking at the proposed regulation, potentially making changes and before coming to a final decision.
The change would allow individual government agencies to take action on a given project without consulting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on whether endangered animals or plants could be affected. The proposed rule also focuses on climate change. Paolino says it makes it necessary to demonstrate a direct link between the decline of a species and carbon emissions.
The idea that science at this point cannot track how a particular emission from, say, a power plant in Arizona cannot track the direct impact that those particular emissions have on a species, say the polar bear in Alaska.
Paolino says the rule is aimed at clarifying the process and removing bureaucratic red tape. He says it doesn't fundamentally change the Endangered Species Act.
And it doesn't remove any of the requirements upon agencies or the federal government or anybody to protect endangered species. Ultimately, the strength of the act, which says that there shall not be take of an endangered species, negative impact to an endangered species, remains.
But environmental groups disagree. Andrew Wetzler is director of the Endangered Species Program at the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the proposed rule eliminates some of the crucial safety checks that have kept thousands of species from the brink of extinction.
Because the Endangered Species Act says that federal agencies can't take any actions that may affect listed species, protected species, unless they first consult with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And this rule essentially allows federal agencies to proceed with actions without doing any consultations. So it contradicts the plain language of the statute.
Wetzler says the Bush administration is ignoring the hundreds of thousands of comments on the proposed rule as they rush to finalize it. And he's concerned about how the rule may have evolved since it was first proposed this summer.
The rule has changed a bit from what we've been able to tell, although we won't know for sure until the final regulation is published. It seems to be focusing more specifically now on excluding any sort of consideration of global warming impacts on wildlife from Endangered Species Act protections.
An outgoing administration usually has to finalize a new rule 60 days before leaving office. The Interior Department missed that deadline Friday, but the department has classified this rule as minor, so it only needs 30 days to take effect. Wetzler says if that does happen, the rule can be overturned.
Congress still has the option of vacating the rule through something called the Congressional Review Act, which allows Congress to essentially yank any regulatory changes that happen within 60 session days of the end of a particular Congress.
With a failing economy, it's unclear whether the new Congress would have the political will to overturn the rule. The incoming Obama administration could also write a new rule that would undo the changes, but Wetzler says that would be a lengthy process. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.